There goes the full-time whistle, and it's all over here. And St. Michael's safely into the quarterfinals of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. And 6-5 is the final score here. 11 points in this game. 5 went to Gador, but the visitors, St. Michael's, scored 6 of those. 2 of those 6 coming from the second-half substitute, Daniel McLaughlin, who proved his worth for the visitors here as he scored 2. His last was the 6th. That put them out to a 2-point game, and Gwydor just couldn't find that score late in this tie that would level up the game. But it's 2 defeats in the group stage for last year's beaten finalists as they lose out at home here to St. Michael's. I know we have to go around the rest of the grounds, and we have a lot of tallying up here to do as well from the other full times to see who will be playing who in the championship. But Brendan Kilcoyne, how would you sum up that match today?
Yeah, listen, you have to give great credit to St. Michael's. They battled hard all day, so then, particularly in that middle term in the first half. I thought the play players, the Conor McFadden, Andrew Kelly, I thought it was a superb game for the Martin McElhenney. Michael Langan in particular was in every position in the field and kicked a couple of wonderful scores, so he did. So they really set the stall out in the first half with that hunger to win, breaking ball around the middle of the park. That laid down the marker. And then in the second half, yes, they were down Martin McElhenney for the first 10 minutes, but they still showed enough resolve throughout the game. And as you mentioned, Daniel McLaughlin introduced a sub, kicked a free, and then kicked a wonderful score from the far side of the field, as did Andrew Kelly, and that gave them the platform for victory. Gidor had left themselves too much to do. They probably didn't do enough to deserve anything out of the game today. They were coming off the back of a big win in O'Donnell Park a couple of weeks ago, but they didn't reproduce that form today, and Michaels did enough to deserve that victory and were really, really worthy victors in my opinion. So they were a superb performance, I thought, from Michael Langan. Like, he worked so hard for his team, so he did. He covered every inch of ground on the field. He was back defending. The 2 45s that were hitting late in the game were both intercepted by Michael and punched back out again. Gidor just couldn't find a way through, despite some good performances across the field, but just didn't get enough done today. So they'll have to wait to see how the rest of the game fans out and who they get in the preliminary quarter final.
Okay, Michael Langan just finally, he's going to be a huge loss for these guys going forward to the knockout phase of the championship.
Absolutely, yeah, huge loss. Like, he's just a dynamic player, so he is, and he's such a joy. He's one of them players that you just love to watch playing football. He makes football look easy. He's so talented, so he is. So he is going to be a huge loss for them. I believe he's going away and travels for a while, but you have to give great credit to Michael's. They've picked up 8 points from the 4 group game. Not many people would have forecast that at the outset of the championship, Oisin.
Yep. Okay, so what we can tell you is St. Michael's are safely through to the quarterfinals. The rest of the full-time scores, Glen Swilly are also into the quarterfinals. They beat McCool's today 2-11 to 12 points. Kilcar over Kem Clohanilly 2-17 to 8. It looks like that's going to be enough for Kilcar for a quarterfinal place. Neve Connell were comfortable winners against Ballyshannon 4-11 to 5 points. Neve Connell also into the quarterfinals. Ardrah lost out to Fourmasters 6-5. As we know, last night St Unions beat Downings 110-7. Dunloe defeated St Nolls 214-6. And Glenfinn with a big second half comeback. Is it enough for them to avoid the bottom four? They beat Killybegs 2-8-11.